News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So, going to take a moment here and go to the phones and bring on a friend of the show, Allie Turner. Allie's called in several times, texts back and forth, and sends us input. And got some thoughts on today's Supreme Court ruling, so I'll just go right to the phones right now. Hello, Allie Turner. How you doing?
Hello, Colonel. It's a great day in the state of Alabama and the United States of America.
Yes, indeed it is. I mean, this is one of the biggest legal days in our lifetime, really, if you get down to it.
Yes.
Well, and you had some, you sent me a text earlier and said you had an interesting personal encounter with someone who was sort of integrally involved with the history of all of this. So tell me about that.
I will. I spent 3 years in Baghdad from 2004 until 2007. And I worked in morale, welfare, and recreation, which is kind of a combination of Parks and Rec and USO. And we were there to bring a little bit of home to the soldiers.
Right.
And when this particular thing happened, my building was what had been Saddam Hussein's hunting lodge. And we would receive books from all kinds of folk and all kinds of well-meaning people, and we actually received an autographed copy of One by Love, which is Norma McCorvey's book. Norma McCorvey was the Roe of Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
And I read the book, and I was deeply touched by it. And so I sent an email to her publisher and asked the publisher to please send on my thanks and gratitude for her courage in writing the book and her generosity in sending an autographed copy to us. And I kind of thought that would be the end of it. But then I received an email from her, and to this day, I can still remember her email address. It was godsgirl777@yahoo.com, and I can say that without being worried because she has passed on. And we, for a brief amount of time, were like email pen pals and emailed several times a week about the hideousness of abortion and what it is to be the recipient of God's extravagant, scandalous grace. We both serve the God of second chances. And so I found it to be quite a God wink that here in Iraq, in a building where one woman, when they took this building, and this is kind of graphic, but you were talking about speaking for all women. Well, Saddam Hussein wasn't exactly famous for speaking for all women. And when they took Building 124 on South Victory, they found a woman who was tied to the bed, and she had bled out because her nipples had been cut off. And that room was where I used to go. It became the computer center, and that was where I used to go to email Norma McCorvey. She was, she had a nickname as a kid of being called Normaloo, and she nicknamed me Allie Lou. And so when we would email back and forth, the subject bar would say to Allie Lou from Normaloo about, you know, this, that, or the other. We ended up talking about other things besides abortion. But what I'm trying to get at is the amazing texture and complexity of being able to have a brief, redemptive relationship with someone who was the poster child and abused herself by the movement in the room where hideous things took place, and to have the whole thing be turned around and become redemptive. You've heard me say before that going to Iraq changed my life, and this is just one of many examples.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? What an amazing story, Allie. I mean, and you know, when I was there around the same time you were, actually, I was out in central Baghdad in Rasafa district across the river from the Green Zone, and it was where all the government complex buildings were. My FOB was literally part of the old Iraqi Olympic complex, and the stadium was right across from my FOB. And anyway, there was actually a room there where I'm told, I wasn't there for this piece, but I'm told that when they liberated that portion of Baghdad, they found a number of women chained up and had been abused in this particular facility by Saddam's sons. It was where they would go, and I won't describe it further than that, but that's what it was. But your relationship with her is amazing. So I think that just for the benefit of the audience, maybe enlighten a little bit more. She was the Roe of Roe v. Wade, but she had a completely different perspective in years later. I mean, she became an advocate for life. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. And she became a Christian. And I would recommend this book to anyone, no matter what their position has been up until this day on abortion. If you have any values for people's stories, read this book. Because it talks about her life, and her life was a train wreck. And what used to happen was that there was a crisis pregnancy pro-life center that was located right next door to the abortion clinic, where she had become, you know, an advocate and their spokesperson and the poster child. And what used to happen was, the kids of the people who ran the pro-life center would get on their tricycles. It was the clinics, both things were on the second story of, I'm not sure if it had been like a converted motel building, but one of those kinds of office centers that have lots of small yeah. rooms. And the kids would be on their little pink tricycles, with their little hair in pigtails, and they would pedal up and down and just play and giggle, and they completely endeared themselves to her, these little children. And she was put in, you know, an existential crisis and having to face a bit at a time what it was that she was actually advocating. And so it was wow. the innocence of children that served to be one of the many things that won her over to a pro-life position, and that was why she called her book One by Love, W-O-N, One by Love.
About that. That's amazing. What a great story. What a great anecdotal story that sort of ties the reality and the personality of this entire fight to day-to-day existence. I mean, you literally had a chance to interact with the person whose name was tied to all of it. And and that person, you know, had just literally left all that behind. And finally we see the court leaving the rest of it behind. Mm. Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's good stuff, Allie. that is good stuff. And, you know, by the way, I'll tell you, too, thank you again for what you did working the MWR, because and speaking of the books, the next to the Bible, the book that has had the most impact on my life is a book called Spiritual Leadership by Oswald Chambers. Okay. Oswald Sanders wrote another one, but Oswald Chambers, you're right. I found that book, an old beat-up paperback version, in the MWR tent at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan. So
that makes my heart so glad. You're going to make me cry again. I got to be Marion the librarian, so to speak, and it was my pleasure to keep track of books that, you know, authors that soldiers enjoyed, and you know, I would make sure if we got a shipment of books, I would say, okay, this just came in, this is for you. And of course, the rules were that you didn't have to return the books. If you were a Joe or a Jane, you could keep the books. But this one that was written by Norma McCorvey definitely got passed around.
Yeah, how about that? Allie, we appreciate you, as always. Love the fact that you're a right-side ruffian, but thank you for being in the show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Wow. Wow, Copper. Wow.
She's a cool lady.
I'm saying, how cool was that story, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Roe of Roe v. Wade. And she winds up finding a book autographed by her that talks about the redemption from all of that, from life in general, and winds up striking up a personal relationship while she's in Baghdad, of all places, emailing her back and forth from a room where women used to be abused. Unbelievable. What a story. What a story. All right, well, Copper, that's it. Go ahead and move us to a break. That's perfect timing. We're there. Let's go ahead and do that. I got the coolest audience in all of radio world. I'm just going to tell you right now. and I know it. I mean, literally, this show is not here because of Copper and I. It's here because of y'all. And it's an honor to be here with you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.